Some of you came here for water baptism today. Eh? You came all the way for water baptism. From where, sir? You want to be baptized today? From where, sir?
From Nasarawa State.
Up to my brother.
Yes, sir.
We time for Nasarawa State.
Akwanga.
Hey! if you be Igbo man, we try.
Igbo man.
Uh-huh. Why if it's said that only Igbo people that listen to my message? You came to be baptized. Where do you worship in Akwanga? Which church do you worship?
I worship in Chosen.
Eh?
I worship in Chosen.
You worship in Chosen. You are our brother. It's our brother. Let's put our hands together now. See Chosen now. See us. We are when you came here, were you not happy? We are neighbors.
I'm happy.
Eh? But why do you choose to baptize here instead of choosing?
That is what my spirit told me, sir.
Okay, it is your spirit that told you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if your spirit had told you to go to Sele, that's where you will go.
No, sir. That is what I want.
Eh?
That is what I want.
Okay. Oh. But why do you think you belong to a church and your spirit will tell you to go to another church? Or is it because I'm from Akwanga?
No, sir. Because of the faith I have and the day that I was baptized, that I wasn't satisfied because there was so rain. Even I complained. They say baptism. So, and I don't want to be a revised. So since that day, I've been making it my mind that I will still do it. And God has destined that I will do it here.
So you travel from Akwanga to here to be baptized.
Yes, sir.
Clap your hands now, church. Have you spoken to me before on phone?
No, sir.
No, because if you have spoken to me on phone, I will have directed you to a pastor in Akwanga that will have baptized you. Okay, but it's your spirit that led you here.
Yes, sir.
So, you will not go back the same.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Shake me again, my brother from Akwanga. Thank you very much. Who again? Somebody again. Where do you come from, sir? Yes, let me hear you. Where?
From Benin City, sir.
From?
Benin City.
Benin City.
Yes, sir.
You came to be baptized?
Yes, sir.
Which church do you worship in Benin?
House on the Rock.
House on the Rock?
Yes, sir.
They know they baptize there?
They do baptize there, sir.
Huh?
They do baptize there, sir.
Then why do you choose to baptize here rather than your place?
Actually, I came to Lagos to process my visa. And my brother here directed me to come to this place.
To come for prayers?
And also for baptism.
Why do you want to baptize again? So that you get your visa?
Not just that. I told him I wanted to baptize. There was a church we went before now. But I told him my spirit is not there.
But you belong to House on the Rock.
Yes, sir.
Why are you not baptizing there? Why are you looking for church to baptize?
I've not done it before, sir. So when I came to Lagos, I told him I was baptized. This is my opportunity. Then he said that I will bring me to this place.
Did you tell your pastor in House on the Rock that you want to be baptized?
I've not told him, no.
Why? So now you get problem. God bless you. Be seated. We will baptize you.
Thank you, sir.
And you will be standing on the house on the rock. Yes, sister.
Shalom.
Shalom.
I'm online member from Togo.
From Togo. Hey. Okay. Oh, you were here yesterday.
Yes.
So what did you come for?
I want to get myself baptized.
You came for water baptism?
Yes.
Which church do you attend in Togo?
I I'm a Muslim. I just give my life to Christ.
Hey! Hallelujah. You are a Muslim, then how did you know about us?
I was watching, I guess, a parable, then one day I come see Bright TV. So, I don't understand anything. I say, let me follow, see what will happen. Then since that day, I was having testimonies I used to call. Then God tell me, say, I must come and fulfill his needs. That's why I came.
So you have given your life to Christ.
Yes.
Now you are going to church.
I don't have any church to go there. Only Bright TV I used
Bright
to
Bright TV, you are... We will see you after service. We will baptize you. You too?
Yes, sir.
From Togo?
No, I'm from Agbado Ijaye.
Agbado Ijaye.
Yes, sir.
You want to be baptized today?
Yes, sir.
Which church do you go to?
Assemblies of God Church.
Assemblies of God.
Yes, sir.
Why have you not been baptized there?
As of then, we are not up to the age. And since I gave my life to Christ, I haven't been baptized. And I came for my cousin's sister wedding here. So I really love the church and I want to be baptized here.
You want to be baptized. Amen. God is granting your heart desire. God bless you. You're welcome. Let me hear you. Yes.
Shalom, church.
God bless you. Shalom.
Yeah, I'm a member. I was formerly a member of Choosing. I have attended Choosing for many years.
Choosing again?
Yeah, but I've not been baptized.
Clap your hands. We are all choosing. We are all choosing. Are we not choosing? Eh? We are choosing. Many are called. Few are choosing. Praise the Lord. We are also assemblies of God children. Are we not? Are we not assemblies of God? Eh? Praise the Lord. Where you go to, what is the visa to heaven? What is the visa to heaven? It's the Holy Ghost. So where to get a visa is called embassy, isn't it? Are we not Christ's embassy? If you are here, you are in Christ's embassy. So we are all Christ's embassy. Praise the Lord. Celestial means heavenly. Eh? So we are a celestial church. Are we not a celestial church? We are a heavenly church. And we are also Catholic church. Catholic means universal. Are we not of the universal church of Jesus Christ? So see Catholic people sitting down. Can I see your hand? Catholic. We are Methodist. Yes, we are Methodist. Are we not Baptists? Eh? Are we not baptizing now? We are Baptists. See? It's people who don't know. And we are redeemed, brother. Are we not redeemed? We are redeemed. You see, it is devil that is causing problem. Eh? We are. So we are choosing. God bless you, brother, choosing. And you didn't baptize in choosing. Why?
I wasn't opportune to baptize there because when I was there, I was still busy living a life that I never think of. But now I've given my life to Christ because of the message, of your message about the Antichrist that I listened to all through my junior brother. After listening to your message there, I believe that it is the truth and nothing but the truth.
Amen. God bless you, sir. It's true. You can be going to church and you will not be converted. Praise God. Okay. What of you, sir?
Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
From Odogunyo, Lagos State.
Eh? Where?
Odogunyo local government, Lagos State.
Imo.
Lagos State.
Lagos State.
Yes. I attend First Gospel Church.
First Square.
Yes, sir.
So why have you not been baptized?
I hear your preaching.
Where did you hear it?
My brother place at home.
Eh?
My brother.
Talk to microphone so that we can hear you.
My brother brought your place at home.
I brought the tape.
Yes. Your place at home. Yes. I used to listen to it. So I want to battle with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. God bless you. He had something. And he's making a decision. Yes.
I come from Niger State.
Niger State.
Yes, sir.
To be baptized. From Niger State.
Yes, sir.
Ha. Which church do you attend in Niger State? Which town? Apostolic Faith. Which town?
In Shiroro.
Apostolic Faith, they baptized now. Why didn't you baptize there? Eh?
There is no baptized because I used to ask our pastor, how about this baptism? They would say we go to the camp. When we go to the camp program. When I go, there's no, still the Lord baptized me. They'll be giving me different excuses.
They were wasting your time. Now you come and say there's a place every Tuesday and they baptize. Now you take off from there. If you won't go, don't hinder me. That was your song as they come, have you?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. We'll baptize you.
Thank you.
We're not going to waste your time. What of you?
Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. I'm a Catholic, but for many years.
You are a Catholic.
Yeah.
They baptize you now. You have been baptized. No. They don't baptize you when you've been small.
I'm not satisfied in that one.
Why are you not satisfied?
I trust to come here. I hear about this church. So, I love it.
You love the church?
Yes.
More than you love Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? So if you see another church that you love more than this one, you go there and baptize again.
I've gone many churches.
You've gone to many places. Why? What is the special thing about this one?
They have said the truth. They are preaching the word of God. Very interested.
Church, we're going to clap small for us now. There's something here. God bless you. We will baptize you. You're welcome. What of my sister?
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
I'm from Ibadan. Gospel Faith Mission, Ibadan.
Ibadan. Gospel Faith Mission. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you baptize there?
So I've been baptized before while we were in Catholic. In fact, baptism. I can't even remember.
You were baptized as a Catholic. Then you now came to Gospel Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you continue with that baptism. Why didn't you rebaptize in Gospel Faith?
I've been watching Bright for some time now, and I heard your preaching on baptism. So I've always wished that whenever I'm in Lagos, I would do it here because I want to be convinced I did it rightly.
Amen. She's been watching us on air. God bless you. Got two more people. Okay, you, brother.
I'm from Ikotu, sir.
Ikotu. Which church from Ikotu?
I attend Catholic Church.
Anglican?
Catholic.
Catholic Church.
Yes, sir.
You baptized there now?
I have, but one of my friends once told me that the more you come closer to the world, the more exposed and the more naked you realize you are. So I've heard one of your messages. I can't remember the title of the message. I know that night, the night I heard that message, I was all on tears and I was asking God to show mercy upon me. And I've concluded within my mind that one of these Tuesdays, I will come and be baptized.
Clap your hands now. Amen. I love your revelation that the closer you are to the world, the more you see your nakedness. And that is the truth. May you therefore find a cover for your nakedness in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God bless you. The last person there. Let me hear you. The last person.
Shalom, church.
Uh-huh.
Shalom, church.
God bless you.
I'm from Kaduna, but I live in Abuja.
Which church do you attend?
Ekwa Church.
Ekwa?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Why? Ekwa baptizes now.
Yes, sir. They baptize, but they baptize wrongly.
How do they baptize there?
Yes, through the message. And I go through all your message. I come to realize really what you're saying is true, complete true. When you study all the scriptures that you get out, there's not any other place you will find it. They baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That name alone, the name, even when the apostles really understand who is Jesus Christ. And all of them, they were baptized. Even I have this issue. My brother was the one that discovered that station. Because I've been looking for a true message. The day he discovered the message, he discovered that station. I've been neglecting, but the day he discovered, I cannot watch any other station apart from this station.
Hey, clap your hands now. Glory. Our popular song in this church is Our Eyes of Understanding.
He has opened up our eyes, and soon victory is ours. We are chained down to the past. True belief has sounded, and we have responded to our God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, while some people have seen this water baptism, some are still confused and some disagree totally. Is there anybody here? Maybe you are watching us wherever you are. The phone number is on the screen. You can call us. Is there anybody here? You have a question in the area of water baptism, because that seems to be the first attraction of the people to this ministry when they hear our teaching on water baptism, because it is the most basic doctrine of the Bible. You miss it, you will miss every other one because of the importance of water baptism. Any question? You want to ask a question? Please give him a microphone quickly.
Please, I just want to confirm, because if I'm standing here, I'm not baptized. I really felt like standing up, but I really don't understand the meaning of water baptism, because I used to overhead where they would say, if you are baptized, you will not sin no more. Maybe if you do little thing that God will punish you because you already baptized. So you, as you baptize, you're supposed to be perfect. You're supposed to be saint. So that thing makes me to be scared. I mean, I'm always scared of like baptizing. I say, no, I can't do anything. When I'm very sure that at least I'm totally free from sin, or I don't know, so something like that. So I'm scared of that water baptism. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. You are scared of water baptism. Do you pray?
Yes, I pray. Yes, sir.
Does God answer your prayers?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
God answers your prayers?
Yes, sir.
In which name do you pray?
I pray in the name of the Lord.
Which Lord?
God.
In which name do you pray to God?
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, serious. I don't know where to start from again. Honestly speaking, you are taking me back again. I was going to start from here, then you can't discover, say, I have to start from here again. Eh? You pray. Praise the Lord. Can I ask you, who is Jesus? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Who is he?
He's the Savior.
Eh?
He's the Savior, the Son of Man.
Savior of who?
God.
Savior of who?
Mankind.
Is he your Savior?
Yes, he's my Savior.
Has he saved you?
Yes, so many times.
He has saved you from what?
At least he has saved me so many times. I mean, when I'm down, at least he will just show up, and so many. I can't even for me to stand here. It's by grace.
How do you know it is Jesus? How does he look like? Have you seen him?
I've not seen him.
But you say he's always there for you.
Yes.
How did you know he's there for you?
At least by your prayers. If you pray a particular prayer, he will step up for you. At least you know. At least he shows up for you.
How do you know he's the one that shows up?
Is the one. I don't have any other God. Is the one. I just know is the one.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Your father and mother, were they Christians?
Yes, sir.
That's the reason why you are a Christian. If your father and mother were Muslim, you would have been a Muslim today. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
So your religion is Christianity. And that is the problem. Praise God. That is the problem with many churchgoers. You see? If I ask you now, sir, are you a Christian? Yes. Why? Because you were born, you grew up going to church. And you decided you no go go mosque, you no go go shrine. Now church you dey go, therefore you are a Christian. You are not a Christian like that at all. You are only a church member. And you can be a church member, you can even be a pastor, and yet not a Christian. The mystery of salvation is deeper than many of us take it. And that is why when Jesus Christ said there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, people think a prostitute will not gnash her teeth. An armed robber, a murderer, a ritual killer, they know what they are doing is bad. They know where they will end up. The day they will face God. So they will not regret what they have done before. A real armed robber, the day they catch him, he doesn't regret. He doesn't regret. Because he knew that one day they will catch me, and if they catch me, I'm finished. So he knew what he was doing. But it is he who has been going to church, church worker. And can I tell you something? Do you know that you can be seeing vision, prophesying, healing the sick, and yet not be a Christian? It's in the Bible, oh. Okay, Matthew chapter 7. Read Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, let that man stand up. Now you are the talk to. You have been shouting, Lord, 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 Abby, and they appear. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, which day? The day of judgment, because for we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and every man shall give account of himself. The Bible says so. Lord, Lord, in that day, have we not prophesied, preach, prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, you that walk iniquity. So you can be casting out. I was emphasizing something on Sunday here, for those of you who are here. I said, Apostle Paul mentioned something. I think Romans chapter 9 verse 6. Let's read it. Romans chapter 9. I think it's Romans chapter 9 verse 6. It says, not as though the word of God has taken on effect. See the way he put it. For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. And I broke it down. We are spiritual Israel. It's not all Christians that are of Christ. It's not all Christians that are of Christ. Romans chapter 8 verse 9. See the way Apostle Paul put it. He said, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, this is the statement I'm going. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen. If you don't have the spirit of Christ, you are none of his. And the greatest deception that is going on in Christianity today is the interpretation of Romans chapter 10. That with the mouth you believe, with the heart you believe, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, what is it? They finish preaching and then they say, stand up, say after me. Oh, Father, They say they are leading a Christian to Christ. Listen to me, oh. They are leading you. Let me lead you to Christ. Let me lead you to Christ. Say after me. From today, I not thief again. I not fornicate again. From today, I will not do bad thing. I give my life to Christ. You are my Father from today. You are my Savior from today. Did you say it? Then the preacher will tell you, Father, write my name in the book of life. Did you say it? Yes. Now you are born again. It's a lie. You are not born again like that. That is not how to born again. A prostitute can say it. A witch can say it. It's very easy to say, Jesus, I love you. I give my life to you. It's more than that. And I believe it is wrong to pray that type of prayer to somebody who has given his life to Christ. Say after me. Somebody who has realized his estate. Nobody you go teach him what to say to God concerning his life. It will flow naturally. If I have to tell you how to confess your sin, then you are not yet ready to confess it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen. To lead you to Christ is for me to present Christ to you, present who you are, present where you will end up, then present the love of God to you and the provision to stop you from going to condemnation and show you life and say it in a way that you will be so convinced that you will become convicted, and that conviction will now bring a concern for your life. When I'm able to achieve that, then I have led you to Christ. Give your life to Christ. It's not what Jesus said. Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me. It's not come with your leg. It's not wrong with your leg. I'm coming to Christ. I'm coming to Christ. It's from your heart. It's not from your leg. People misrepresent that. Now this is somebody who has been going to church since the day they born him, and he knows nothing about who Jesus is. There's somebody who has been going to church and he does not know about salvation. So they scared him so much with their teaching until he does not know the meaning of water baptism. He is now afraid. He has not yet made up his mind to live a righteous life. He is afraid. Let him not go and enter into something and then make a false pretext. When he knows, say, he still a lie. He still a fornicate. He get girlfriend here and here. And he knows, say, he no go fish stop him. And then they go enter water. I mean, don't be so. He's a very sincere brother. And he's sincere. Because I know many people that will run and enter that water. And come out. And then carry certificate. I'm baptized. I'm baptized. Because you don't know the meaning. Nothing has affected your life. See, brother, it is not the water that converts you. Water baptism cannot stop anybody from committing sin. Do you understand? Oh, praise the Lord. Don't go for prayer. Pastor, listen to me. You are wasting your time praying for somebody to stop committing sin. When somebody comes to you, Pastor, do you know that I am gay? I am a homosexual. I don't know how to stop it. Pastor, pray for me. Then a pastor will say, oh, let me lead him to Christ. Let me pray for you. You are wasting your time, Pastor. It's no prayer he needs. Praise the Lord. It's not prayer. I have said this several times. Somebody may be listening to me for the first time. Don't pray for somebody who says he's a Christian. Don't pray for him to stop committing any sin. No man can stop fornication because of prayer. No woman can stop committing fornication because of a prayer. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. Praise the Lord. Nobody can say, now, I'm a Christian now. You know, go make I smoke. And then you stop smoking because you enter water baptism. Water baptism cannot stop you from smoking. Water baptism. There are people that receive water baptism, they're speaking in tongues, they're still drinking beer. And they drink beer, they speak in tongues. After they chuck beer finished, they start the real tongue. Praise God. I know you love truth, that's why you come to this ministry. So we must tell you the truth. Because that is the foundation of this ministry. It's truth. You've had too many lies, and God raised up the entire message to correct it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Until the day you see the evil in that sin you are committing, until you see the effect in your life, you will never stop committing that sin. The reason why you repent. What is repentance? To repent is to stop doing that bad thing. Total turnaround from that bad thing you are doing. And if you repent because somebody ordered you to repent, when that person is not around. Amen. It's true. You go into it. But the day you know, I have said, I've given several examples, you know, to prove what I am saying concerning conversion. Because they don't put me for church. You, all of you, you know my background. So I am evidence of conversion. I know what I was before I met with Christ. And I know what I am now after I have met with Him. Praise God. And it's not by anybody's commandment. It is on a realization of something. I told you, I said the day I gave my life to Christ, and then I looked back at the useless life I was living, and I saw that if I had died like some of my mates and colleagues died in that estate, where would I have been? If I died in that estate, then I saw the mercy of God that preserved me until I got to know Him before I will die. I said that realization for about 6 months, every day when that thought comes to me, tears will start coming to my eyes about the love of God, His mercy. Because I lived a useless life. I had no God in my agenda. And here was I. You living a very useless life. From the age of 13, I was smoking Igbo. When I tell you I live a useless life, imagine what it is. Very useless. I imagine the kind of family I even came from. I had no time for God, whether in the Islam or no, or even the Juju own. Nothing. So what I was just like Will Abraham call it cannon fodder. I was just firewood that if Satan needs to do anything, that we didn't do. And this one where you ritual killer, the fine person, you know, no cover. They pick you like this, carry your blood to go, then go look for you. Say, where the man go, say, hey, I know they see that man again, don't go. So irrelevant as far as God was concerned. And yet, something happened that I saw myself in God's plan for salvation. Praise God. That's why we sing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. wretched person like me. Such love, such strong, strong love, such love, such love, such strong, strong love, that God should love and freedom. Such as now, how wonderful is love, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You say that poverty make me the follow God? Not be poverty. My mates, all of them are doing very well. They are the generals now ruling the armed forces. They are my classmates. We are all in the military. Oh, hearing Moses now, not a drink again. I was their social leader. Every Friday night, of course, 3 times minimum, a day night club every week. I was a clubber, serious one. Serious womanizer. Of course, everything a young girl needed, you could get it. First and foremost, I was a young military officer. Like politicians are the one ruling now. We were the one ruling at that time. So it's a privilege that a young girl can be associated with a military officer. You see? And I progressed very fast. At the age of 26, I was already a flag lieutenant, a captain at the age of 26. You see? So I progressed very fast. And then they placed me in charge of their money. I was the command paymaster here in Lagos. So I got money. For the one with the teeth. Everything. Anything you needed. So much influence. I was just sharing with my wife. So much influence. So much influence. If you need a visa, it was just a phone call to the embassy. I knew all of them because we would go drink together. All those girls in American embassy, they were all well going out with them. I just say, assure me you're not taking drug. You sure it's not drug. You just want to go. Not drug. And phone call. They say, tell the person to come with the passport. Finish. Until God's appointed time. Say, don't do. You don't do. Amen. One small thing where I do small one. I got a small one. The better one, what would I do? Nothing happened. That's my one like this. They catch me, release me now. They say, lie, lie. Leave me now. They leave everybody. They say, you, not gonna leave you. That's all they gonna keep me for in Koyi prison for 2 years. 2 months after entering Koyi prison, Christ appeared to me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. With all the influence I knew everywhere, nobody could release me. I knew up to the head of state. I knew him. I told you I was a very influential person. I knew. I lied. They don't really leave me. What they have leave me now? My God said, lie, lie. If they release this, I ain't gonna leave the uniform. The president said, my father and son, because the man was my godfather. Not knowing, praise the Lord, that it was working out God's agenda for me. He kept me. All these things I am preaching, I knew them inside prison yard. I began to study. To know who this God is. Who this Jesus is. What salvation is. What is his plan. What is coming upon this world. What is the significance of the blood of Jesus. Why is there confusion in Christianity? It's when inside the prison yard I receive the answer. And allowed me to stand the way I am today in my faith. While people are coming to Christianity and serving God for what they will receive from him, I am serving God for what he has done for me. Whether he gives me anything now or not, hallelujah. Whether he has given me anything, if I pray, look at me here. 20 years, no child after I married. And I'm the only son of my mother. Okay. Amen. But it did not affect my worshiping God one day. When I came out, money to eat, difficult. Since I will not follow my mates to do all the bad things, they refuse. Oh, hunger, trial, temptation. One day I locked my door and then I began to talk to Satan. I said, Satan, all this one, what they do? Block everywhere. You think I go change my mind, Abby? When you tire, you go leave me. This Jesus, I go serve him. Hallelujah. And my mess, I wonder whether I am crazy. When I'm supposed to be feeling very frustrated. When I'm supposed to be, feeling dejected. Anytime they see me, they see a very happy man. Oh, they ask me why I'm happy. So I just tell them why.
Because
my sins are gone.
And when I'm with them, who has been where they are?
I say,
my sins are gone. Where are they?
They are on the
middle floor, on the cross of Calvary. And far removed as darkness is from now.
No more condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. No more contempt. Gave me boldness. He reinvigorated my life when I got to know who Jesus is. Yes.